Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on October 16th, 2009. The Darden Business Cast headlines today include Welcome Aboard, Alumni Leaders Gather, Amazon to Visit Darden, and the Value Investing Conference. In our interview segment, we'll learn about innovation and design. First, here's the news. It's a group of 25 Darden alumni who oversee the affairs of the Darden School Foundation. The Board of Trustees meeting is taking place today at Darden. The board is welcoming four new trustees to the group. The newcomers include David Cheek, Darden class of 79. He's the founder and president of the Meridian Group. John Farrell, class of 80, the vice president and head of strategic planning for Coca-Cola. Carolyn Miles, of the class of 88, she's executive vice president and COO of Save the Children. And Roger Warner, class of 79, the president and CEO of the Outdoor Channel. Ted Forbes is the president and CEO of the Darden School Foundation. He says the diversity of industries the new trustees bring to the table will benefit the foundation and the school.
What we're trying to do in putting the board together as we move into the next few years is to create a board that resembles more closely our graduates, for one thing. So if you think about geographic diversity, if you think about industry diversity, if you think about age diversity, what we're trying to do is recognize that across the Darden alumni base, there are a lot of people working in a lot of different places around the world and in a lot of different industries, and frankly, they graduated from a lot of different classes. And we're trying to make sure that those same characteristics are represented with the board.
That's Ted Forbes of the Darden School Foundation. The foundation manages the endowment funds for the exclusive benefit of the Darden School. It operates the school's executive education program and promotes philanthropic support from alumni, corporations, and friends. Well, meanwhile, another important group of alumni is meeting at Darden. The Alumni Board of Directors is here for a day-long meeting. Michael Woodfolk is Darden's vice president for alumni relations.
They're going to be here for a full day, and they're going to help us think through two things. One, this whole concept of alumni engagement. How are we measuring it? How are we adding value from alumnus to alumnus and from the school to alumni? So it's it's a real win-win for everyone. You know, and let's face it, you know, they're externally focused. Many of them have companies, and it'll help us gain real perspective.
That's Michael Woodfolk, Vice President for Darden's Alumni Relations. The Alumni Board of Directors and the Foundation Board of Trustees met Thursday night, where they recognized the class agents whose classes had an annual fund giving participation rate of 50% and higher. Executives from top corporations have visited Darden recently thanks to the school's Leadership Speaker Series, and it continues next week. So far this year, students have heard from executives from General Mills, AT&T Mobility, Deutsche Bank, and A.T. Kearney. On Monday, the Senior Vice President of Worldwide Operations at Amazon.com will be here. Mark Anetto will speak in the Abbott Auditorium at 1:30. Anetto leads the supply chain, warehousing, transportation, and consumer support operations for the giant online retailer. His presentation is open to everyone. There's a new course at Darden that's received considerable attention. Corporate Innovation and Design Experience is led by Professor Gene Litka. The course gives students the opportunity to learn and apply a set of techniques around design thinking. Professor Litka is with us on the podcast. Gene, we've been doing this for 3 years. This is your first time on. It's great to have you here. Thanks for being here.
It's wonderful to be here with you, Ken.
This is a course that a lot of people are talking about. This is pretty cool. What's your elevator speech when somebody asks you about this particular course?
Well, my elevator speech is that the MBA of tomorrow has to have a new set of skills. And it's not like we can give up on the traditional set of skills that we do such a terrific job of teaching here at Darden. But with the increased emphasis on innovation and creative thinking and dealing with an uncertain and ever-changing world, we believe it's time to step back and think about what else should be in an MBA's toolkit.
So what do you do in the course? What are you teaching them?
What we're teaching them is to do the kinds of work that firms like IDEO or Jump or Play would be doing, which is really kind of the fuzzy front end of innovation thinking. Mm-hmm. So we call it the experience because we very much want to give them a chance to actually do it, not just talk about it. So although we do use some of our traditional approaches like case method and exercises and things like that, a big component of this class is actually working with a corporate client to help them identify an opportunity for innovation and then actually follow through and create kind of a working prototype of a business model to allow them to go after a new set of customers or do a better job of creating value for existing customers.
What are some of the techniques that are applied?
Well, a lot of this is the right brain kind of stuff we're hearing so much about
absolutely.
Today. There's a set of techniques, for instance, around experience mapping, which is really understanding your customer, not in the kind of traditional, here's the demographic characteristics, my target market is women aged 18 to 25,
right.
But instead really through ethnographic methods, actually trying to understand the life of your customer, mm-hmm. and particularly where the opportunities exist for you to bring your capabilities as an organization to meet some need that customer has.
Huh.
And often it's a need that the customer isn't even able to articulate for you. So it's a kind of detective work that is very hands-on in a way that our traditional market research methods, for instance, might not be.
Right. Now, ethnography and ethnographic research, a lot of people don't quite get what that means. It has multiple meanings. How do you identify that or
define
it?
I tell the students, just think Margaret Mead.
Oh.
You're studying the natives in their habitat. So instead of a focus group or a survey or something where we really kind of pull people out of their environment and rely on asking them things to learn about their needs, we're here doing much more observation of them living their life as they would traditionally do it. Again, a lot of this with the notion that if we want to be out ahead of competitors in creating new and truly differentiated products and services, the only way to do that is to figure out our customers' needs before they're able to tell us about them.
Oh, interesting. Now, you taught it last spring. How was the experience?
The experience was great. As I told the students when we got started, we were in this experiment together.
Yeah.
This is work that isn't traditionally taught at business schools.
Yeah.
So, for instance, it was really hard for me to find a syllabus or any other class being offered anywhere that I could pattern our work after.
Sure.
It was hard to find readings that were targeted for MBA students rather than for actual designers. And so we went through it. We experimented. We actually lived the kind of innovation that we were talking about. And in the end, delivered, I think, outstanding work that really allowed the MBAs to combine the analytics they'd learned at Darden with these new innovation techniques to deliver value to a very impressive roster of clients, including Marriott, Walmart, Wrigley, Xerox, Whirlpool, and Medtronic.
Wow. Now, your client list changes a little bit this year when you're going to teach this in January, right? You're working with one client.
Exactly. This next year, we'll be experimenting, working exclusively with one client, which is the Mars Company, but doing a project in each of their different divisions. So they're one of the leading consumer products companies with a lot of activity in candy, of course, Snickers bars, but also in pet food, in packaged goods, in all kinds of areas. So we think it will be interesting to experiment with working with one client, but across a different set of businesses.
Now, the iLab, will the class be in that? Will the iLab be ready yet?
Yes, we are very excited about the iLab. In fact, when you think about life here at Darden, we built an entire series of tiered classrooms, which are fantastic for case discussion and teaching analytics, but they don't lend themselves to the kind of small group innovation space thinking stuff that we're doing in this class. And so we have really redesigned what was the old dining room at the bottom of the hill, probably some of the alums will remember that, into this really leading edge, cool space that I think is not going only to facilitate a new kind of learning at Darden, but I think it's going to send a message that here at Darden, we're kind of a unique place where you can combine really new age kind of learning around right brain stuff with Mr. Jefferson and his beautiful architecture at the top of the hill.
Sounds great. Darden Professor Gene Lidke, thank you for visiting with us on the podcast. It was a huge hit last year. In fact, the videos of the event on Darden's YouTube channel have generated tens of thousands of views. It's the Value Investing Conference, co-sponsored by Darden and the McIntyre School of Commerce at the University of Virginia. The free event will be held October 22nd and 23rd in the old Cabell Hall Auditorium at UVA. If you'd like to attend, the event is free, but you must register, and time is running out. Register today by emailing Mandy Crisp at MANDICRISP at virginia.edu. Well, that's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon in several places, among them the Darden website, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thanks for listening. For our editor, Gary Peters, I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.